The survey ranks the state in four categories. Health and education show improvements. For instance, under health, there is a drop in teen pregnancy rates, but there were declines in the economic well-being and family and community categories. Ted Groves is the Kids Count Director at Voices for Virginia's Children. He says much of that relates to the increased number of single-parent homes. He says raising a child on one income is difficult.
And it's also true that poverty increases the chances that a baby will be born to unmarried parents.
He says it's unlikely that trend will revert back to the two-parent norm soon, so a solution is to find ways to support single-family homes.
Either by offering quality preschool so that parents have the ability to work when the children are young and the children have ability to learn early so to be prepared for school, as well as it's important that we have affordable child care.
Another contributing factor is the number of people living near poverty. Groves says more Virginians now spend 30% or more of their income on housing, which makes it challenging to meet other family needs. Additionally, the child poverty rate has risen to 15%. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.